The road leading into the south end of town, winding through its tired, dusty buildings and exiting from the northeast end after a couple of miles, hasn't changed in a century, probably more. Mostly dirt, some rock, but certainly no pavement. One comes into Nuevo Comienzo only after a slow 4-hour trek through the Amazon, passing a handful of tiny villages, home to maybe a couple of dozen inhabitants living in grass and mud huts. And this only after a grueling 15-hour ride on the Yungas Highway, often referred to as the most dangerous road in the world, with the journey interrupted briefly by a leisurely ferry crossing at Rurrenabaque. By the time the road curves to the left and crosses the bridge, constructed of two massive tree trunks, into the town, the sight of anything resembling civilization seems almost like a miracle. The women washing their clothes in the river below pause to watch the vehicle cross. The children splashing in the water stop their playing and run alongside laughing and looking to see who's aboard. It's in a place like this that an incoming truck or a bus is somewhat of a novelty, as few from the outside actually come here on purpose, and those who call this place home, they transport themselves on bicycles or motorcycles or horses or on foot. Nearly every building is as old as the road. The majority of the structures are places where men and women go to drink and listen to music or sing along, like the karaoke Noamar. There's a store or two and a couple of restaurants, if one could actually call them that. They consist of a room with a few tables, usually attached to a house, with a kitchen out back where the family meals are prepared alongside those of patrons over an open fire. Chickens walk freely around the tables, dogs wander in and out. Birds roost in the rafters, dropping occasional condiments on the plates below. A small television might sit in the corner broadcasting a fuzzy picture of some Latin variety show beamed from a distant transmitter. Homes are scattered amongst the bars and restaurants, with the most financially well-off families, as rare as they are, living in crafted wood or concrete structures, while the majority of residents live in dwellings framed with discarded tree trunks covered with palm roofs with dirt floors. As the road curves to the north, the structures are fewer, the open grass spaces are larger, and a makeshift soccer field lies to the left. Near the northern end of the town sits one of the nicest buildings in not only the town, but the whole district. It's called the Palace Nuevo Comienzo, a large 3-story red brick hotel with running water and air conditioning units that offer a respite from the heat during the 4 hours per day that electricity flows through the town. People occasionally come here for nature tourism or missionary work, and these are the most comfortable accommodations that one can find, complete with hammocks in the courtyard and talking parrots. Across the street from the palace is an open field with a long stretch of compacted soil where occasional airplane might land amongst wandering cattle. Finally, at the northern end of town sits the Internado. Out of a 4-acre plot of land at the edge of the rainforest emerges a 3-story brick building with bedrooms and bathrooms, a kitchen, classrooms, and a workshop, all surrounded by plots of land growing banana trees, cacao, yucca, and various other crops. From dawn until dusk, the sound of children's voices, laughter, and singing fills the air. It's in this place that for nearly a generation, children from abusive homes and distant villages with no hope for an education or a better life have sought refuge and experienced the very best of the human spirit. Countless men and women, now out in the world living full, meaningful lives, at one time or another, had their first hot meal or their first non-violent night under this roof. Today's not a typical day in Nuevo Comienzo. In fact, if asked, most of our inhabitants would say that this day has been like no other that anyone can remember. The town looks different, it feels different, smells different, and the typically peaceful and quiet setting has been anything but peaceful and quiet for the past 24 hours or so. From the southern end of the town to the northern end, every electrical pole has been painted with a 12-inch wide purple-colored stripe of paint encircling the pole about 5.5 feet from the ground. A strange custom to commemorate someone of significance from the town. The purple has replaced the nearly completely faded orange applied to the poles to commemorate a local political candidate who had aspirations of moving into the presidential palace in La Paz many years ago. For as long as it's existed, the town has never experienced what could be considered a traffic jam. However, For nearly a day, the streets have been clogged with buses, large freight trucks carrying human cargo, and cars and SUVs that are seldom ever seen. Four planes have landed between the cows, more than this town typically sees in a month. And the Palace Nuevo Comienzo, it's full. From the landing strip, the passengers can see the Internado, which on this day is the focal point of all the unusual activity. A young boy with dirty, shoeless feet and tattered clothing, not a resident of the Internado, but one who lives in a nearby house, presses his way through the crowd of strangers toward a pavilion situated halfway between the kitchen and the river, drawn by the strong scent of flowers. As he pushes past people speaking languages both common and strange, he reaches the front of the crowd, and a few feet away, in the center of the covered pavilion, lies a man, cold, still, surrounded by various loose flowers trucked in from a distant place. His body stiff, wrinkled, and worn by age, his eyes closed, and his lifeless expression conveying what one might perceive as a sense of satisfaction over a life well lived. Men and women quickly changed their plans and adjusted their schedules and traveled from various places around the country and around the globe to this place on this day for one reason. Liam Francis has died. He was 94.